Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys in the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
I have a funny picture. I you can't see this, Ben, but Chris will describe it to you. Hang on. This is going to be a cell phone related podcast. Describe it to Ben.
Ew. Danny is showing me some gay porn that he has on his phone.
It's not gay porn.
What is it?
It's a picture of me after a day of work.
What the hell's wrong with you? Yeah, Danny's took a picture of himself in his underwear, but he's got his balls hanging out the hole that you're supposed to pee through in your underwear.
No, that's not that hole. This is the thing.
That's a stink hole.
It really is a stink hole. I think my balls are corrosive.
Why do you have the balls of a 70-year-old? They're hanging down to his knees.
It must have been a warm day.
It was so hot that day. That is the second pair of underwear that I've put a hole in right where my balls are. I don't know why. My balls
are... Are they like tidy whiteys or boxer briefs?
They're boxer briefs. And that's the second pair that I've somehow balled a hole in somehow. I don't know what's wrong with me.
You know,
I've never done that to a pair of underwear ever.
Just when I thought I couldn't respect Tanya any less.
Has Tanya seen that picture?
Yeah, that's the reason I took it, because I knew she would think it was hilarious. Because it happened to me once before at work where there's just a small hole in my underwear, and it must have happened sometime during the day, and my balls somehow found a way through the tiny hole right at the bottom of my underwear where there's supposed to be no hole.
No surprise they found their way through a tiny hole.
So
I got a question.
Hang on. Let me finish telling this. But the weird thing is that all day, like, I'm reaching my hand down my pants, like, trying to figure out what's going on down there. Like, why can't I get comfortable? Why is it? I could not figure out what was going on. Like, it never felt right. And I couldn't. The thing was, is I'd try to get them back in, but once they squeezed through, the hole was too small. It's like it got smaller again once they got through.
It's like they gave birth to your balls.
Exactly. All right. What's your question?
I was just wondering, is this picture going to be up on the website?
No, definitely not. I'll have to show it to you sometime in person.
That's all right. I'll take your word for it.
All right, but here's the thing. Speaking of cell phones, Ben, guess what I have right here in front of me?
A cell phone?
It is. I stole producer Brian's cell phone.
Nice.
So we're going to go through some of producer Brian's text messages and, like, conversations and stuff.
Do we need to do any setup of why it's funny that we have producer Brian's cell phone as opposed to just anybody else's?
We should, because we may have new listeners. So producer Brian does a lot of online chatting and dating, and he's going through a lot of women, and he talks to a ton of girls that he never meets too. Just random girls, just completely random.
So, and they're all crazy.
Yeah, they're all crazy because he meets them on crazy online websites, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how to do this. I guess I can just look for, because there's somewhere there are actually full conversations between him and someone.
Can you forward the picture of you with your balls going through your underwear into Brian's phone and just like tuck it into a special folder?
You know what we should do? Sorry, Ben. We should send that picture out to one of the girls Brian's talking to. Say yeah. That's Brian.
Oh, man. Yeah, Chris, can you read this with me? You read all the parts of the girl.
Okay.
So I'm that thing, and you're that, and you're Asian.
You walk today?
you want a kiss? It was okay. Yours?
Smiley face.
Real ones, too. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, she misspelled okay.
Oh, yeah, next time.
I think that's too. Do you want a kiss? Okay.
How your weekend?
IDK, that means I don't know.
What do you mean?
No, that's me. Oh. What do you mean?
What did you do?
Nothing major. Errands mostly.
Does he think she's a major? Oh, just stay home. Oh, I see. You never meet any girls yet.
Nope.
Why?
Intact. Oh, that's you.
I'm tagged.
Intagged.
Intagged.
I think that's a website.
Let's just read it.
I guess I'm not outward enough. I chat, sure.
Then you have to be aggressive.
Didn't work for you.
Not for me. Duh. Single girls, okay.
Well, do you still want a kiss?
I don't know yet. It's too complicated right now.
Just a nice makeout to see how that feels.
What the fuck? Man, I'm a little disappointed. I lost my place.
All right. Oh.
I had a good time last night, though. It was so good, Brian.
Why? Why? What did you do?
Me and my husband fucked.
Oh, man.
Does it really say that?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
You use any tricks I taught you?
Shit. Nah, I just give him some blowjob.
Yeah, good girl. So he fucked you good?
Yeah, I know, huh? What? Of course. So good. And so deep, too.
I thought he wasn't big.
He fucked me so hard. Wow. He's not that big, but I told him to fuck me hard.
How long is he?
Smiley face. Like 5.
Damn, girl. You need some different dick at least sometimes. Ooh, booey.
Why? Lol. Yeah, I know, huh? Like yours, huh?
Sure. You need some to try some different positions.
Rue good in bed.
It's are you good in bed?
Are you good in bed?
Not Rue, like Rue McClanahan is good in bed. He couldn't do.
Like what kind?
Can he do doggy style? What does Vine think? Is that like some fucking... Can he do doggy style? Is that really hard to do?
Does he know
what that is? I'll let you know. A dog can do doggy style.
Sure. I'd like that.
Does he slip out a lot when you ride him? Oh, God.
69. Sometimes he is.
So do you want me?
You're funny, huh, Brian?
I'm just saying, be confident in what you say, or you will never know.
You know why? I'm still scared to try something that I will regret later on.
That is understandable.
You want to see me how in cam?
Now.
Now in cam?
Okay.
Wait.
Question mark.
You see me now.
Yes.
It's hot today, huh?
Yep. So you had great sex last night.
Yeah, I did. It's not so great, but it's fine. I had a great time.
So why would you regret sex with someone else? You religious?
Still scared, I guess. I guess so.
Nothing really changes. You just have a new experience.
Did you experience with married women before?
So tonight, hypothetically, if no one would ever know, you'd have sex with me in my room?
How do you know? Are you alone in your house?
What? Why is that relevant?
I mean, do you live alone?
I was giving you a hypothetical and you can't even answer that. You wouldn't want to suck my cock?
I will for sure. Only that. Oh, gosh.
Only that?
Yeah, I could do that. That's easy.
Oh, man. So you want to meet sometime and make out?
I will show you how I suck it. You want to see it?
Okay.
Wait, I'll get my toy.
Big toy.
See this? You like it, huh?
So far, it's okay. A smiley face. You need to be passionate about it.
I'm not that good, huh?
You need to visualize.
I can't do it here, of course. It's a cam, duh.
Lick it.
What do you want?
Oh, hang on, I gotta scroll down. This is ridiculous.
Man.
Where are we? Kiss that
God
chat.
Damn.
Kiss that chat.
This is long.
You're moving the toy too much. You know it moves a little. There you go. Try deep ones. No, you couldn't even fit it all the way. Like that. You seem uncomfortable. It was your idea. Try titty fucking your toy. And lick the tip.
Don't you think somebody's seeing me in cam?
I am. Oh, yeah, I am.
How about somebody?
What?
Never mind.
I thought it was for me.
I can't swallow the whole thing.
I'm gonna fuck you. Oh, God.
This is not long, huh? Can we stop?
This is horrible.
This is like fucking War and Peace.
This is so long, man.
Only excellently written.
Well, keep going. I'm almost done.
Is this interesting at all from your end?
It's weird to hear dialogue from Brian, and there hasn't been any.
Holy you know moly. Do you see
damn,
how long
this
that is?
This is so long. It would drive me crazy to have this conversation.
Oh, God.
I've seen videos or webcams that where he's trying to get a girl to do something, and they always take so long, and they try to drag it out as long as possible.
Chris, look at this.
And tease you as much as possible.
This is this is a webcam. Can we hook this up to the computer?
Hang on. Yeah.
You won't be able to see this, Ben, but you're going to listen.
But it's just like, it's not worth it to me. Like
these crazy girls will do stupid things.
And these girls aren't even, some of them
God,
are.
This is not attractive. Okay, Ben, I'm going to set the scene.
Oh, Jesus.
There's
All right, let me tell you what's happening in this still picture.
It's not. Okay. It's a still picture, but this is a video.
Okay, it's going to be a video, but in this still shot, it basically looks like a woman is trying to scratch a record, except instead of a record, she has a corned beef sandwich.
All right, here we go.
Do you get my drift?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that vagina is huge.
Ew.
It looks like she's giving birth. She's rubbing it.
Is this off his phone?
Yes. This is some girl. Who knows?
Is it the Asian girl?
She has old hands.
She's just...
This is so not sexy.
Oh, God.
Does it sound cooler than it looks?
Ugh. Holy moly. Ew.
Ew, it's way too moist.
What?
This is... I'm mesmerized. Ew, stop doing that. Wait a minute. Something's leaking out.
Wow, she's really fast.
It's like the frame rate. She's peeing. Ah! What the fuck? Oh!
What the fuck?
She just peed.
She just peed and farted out her pussy.
Now she's like, ew.
Oh, God. If there's a bunch of extra meat.
Yeah. Dude. Oh, my
She's
God.
She's a little bit of a husky broad.
Oh, my God. Chris, look at the floor.
And it looks like her twat is swollen.
That Chris, do you recognize that floor? Don't say anything, but you see the floor? We know where that happened.
I gotta know this.
Look at the fucking floor.
Our kitchen?
Don't say anything, motherfucker. Oh, God, I'm never walking in that fucking kitchen again. Holy God.
That could
so
be any kitchen.
Did he film that on his phone?
Yeah.
Like his phone is a camcorder and that happened in your kitchen?
Oh, my God. I don't want to look at anything else.
Is that why the fucking floor always gets stained right after I mop it?
That's why it's stickier
this
than
wasn't,
a movie
this
theater.
This wasn't our kitchen. This is Danny's alibi. Why is grape juice coming out of her pussy? She's not even going to throw a rag down?
Time to Tanya, okay. Tanya sells shoes on eBay. She buys clothes cheap or like name brand shoes and clothes, and then she sells them on eBay. Some guy has been responding to some of her stuff. So this is the beginning of it.
Oh, this isn't you?
No, this is me. This is Tanya. This is some guy.
It says, "Hi, Tanya."
Yeah.
It's some guy talking to Tanya.
Yeah.
"Hi, Tanya. We are still interested in your silver sandals. If you haven't sold them yet, we can send you a check for $30 to cover the $8 shipping UPS ground. How does that sound to you?"
Now, hang on. This is important because right here it's "we." We are still interested. So.
And it's signed Lionel.
Mm-hmm. This is the same.
Sounds creepy.
This is the same guy. Time the whole that same guy.
"Hi, Tanya. I like them a lot. How can we make payment arrangements? What name and address to mail check to? Lionel." "Hi. Wondering how the silver strappy ones look on."
He's trying to ask how they look on her.
"Hi, Tanya. Your sandals you sent me are beautiful. Let's try to work together on this if you don't mind. Hopefully we can assist each other. But I will respect any decision you make. I really mean that. But the truth is, I really like how your feet look."
Oh, God.
"Let me know exactly what you feel comfortable with. I have several options, but I would love to continue business with you. I am a successful CEO, not some weird freak."
It's so obvious that sentence is...
"I am a weird freak."
Yeah.
"I am the antithesis of CEO."
I know. It's so obvious.
"Wow. Just have this little erotic fetish. I hope you understand. If you don't, that's okay. I'm a very good man, a good father, and a good citizen." What?
I don't know.
Man, he knows how to talk to a lady. "I am willing to compensate you in advance for additional provocative photos, especially in hosiery." Smiley face.
So he sent a picture of himself.
Like, oh, this. Yeah, this guy's a CEO.
He couldn't even get sleeves on his shirt for the picture he took. CEO. Look at his fucking...
Can we write to this guy as Tanya?
See, that's the thing. That's what we get to do now. Because I told her to wait till today because we're going to talk about this today before she puts any. He wants to meet her in person and take the shoes off for like $200 to $400. He will pay her to take them off. And if me and Chris, me and you, Chris, should be sitting at like a Starbucks and have a meet there, and we'll just sit right next to him and act like we're not involved in it.
And then we'll be standing there and I'll be like, "You know what I hate? Fucking fags with foot fetishes. I wish a guy with a foot fetish was here right now. I'd give him a real good look at my foot."
Hopefully his throat has eyes.
"You know what else I hate? Powerful CEOs and good citizens."
Oh, man. No, we should definitely write back. We get to compose a letter back.
He might as well have said, "I am not a rapist."
I know.
Why would a CEO be a rapist? He's too busy being a CEO and making important business decisions and heading business meetings. There's no time for rape at all in a busy CEO schedule. That's silly that you'd even wonder that. Or that I'd presume that you'd wonder that.
So what do you think we should say? Should we have him meet, or should we just try to string him along and ask for pictures?
I don't know. Let me try to type something and then you can throw suggestions at me. You want to do that?
What do you mean? Type back to him like in an email right now?
Yeah.
I thought. Oh, you're going to send an email? Well, I don't want to reply. We'll just, here, we'll do it from my email. And then.
Well, it has to be from her, doesn't it?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I'm not in. She just forwarded this to me.
Oh, I thought you were in her
program. But what we can do is write an email, save it as a draft.
Okay.
Hang on a second.
Let's try this.
You want to switch seats?
Yeah.
Keep your headphones on.
What does the picture look like that he sent you?
Well, he didn't send it to me. He sent it to Tanya. But it's, okay, it's him giving this, I don't know how to describe it. It's him giving this look almost like he, how would you describe that, Chris? He's looking sideways.
He's saying, "I'm not creepy."
No, he's not even trying to say that. The way he's looking at the camera, it's almost looking like he's looking at the camera like he's trying to find out if the camera's lying to him or not. Doesn't it look like that?
It kind of. And he's kind of angled his face to try to make his face not look as chubby.
Yeah, and he also has like a big...
He has this weird goatee, and he sort of has a mullet, but it's not like the traditional mullet.
Right.
It's just sort of fluffy
and
at the tail.
And his shirt, the shirt he's wearing, God, this guy could not be any farther away from CEO.
He's just wearing a
white
t-shirt.
Yeah, he's just white trash.
He looks like he's... 55, maybe.
Yeah, 55 white trash.
50, 55. Okay, dear Lionel.
It's not Sammy Hagar.
I think your mustache is cool.
Well, no, he's going to know that this is a... this is a joke.
I don't know. This guy sounds pretty stupid.
I think your mustache is cool.
Well, it's more of a goatee. I think your goatee is awesome. Listen. You sound like a really important, smart man.
Chris, he's going to know he's being made fun of. You can't really think he's not going to know that.
That turns me on.
This email couldn't be more from Chris Hansen.
Hey, you know what, though? That works. Those guys show up.
Oh, man.
I think guys with foot fetishes are not creepy. I'm just saying, he's got this look on his face like he's trying to say, hey, I know the score. I'm still cool.
Yeah. Would you say he's a CEO or not? If you got to look at that picture, just based on the picture, CEO.
He's kind of less white trashy than I expected.
Really?
I mean, you look at the door, like his house looks somewhat newer. Like, I don't think he's a CEO, but I don't think he's,
That's not a trailer door.
No.
Right, that's what you're saying.
I'm saying he's probably, I don't know. I doubt he's a CEO, but I doubt he's scraping to get by.
You don't know really anything by that picture, though. That could be the door of a studio apartment.
Yeah, that's true. That would be the front door. You probably wouldn't leave it open taking that picture.
So would you let that guy take...
Plus, that picture is almost 3 years old.
Yeah. Would you let that guy take Sonya's shoes off for $400?
I wouldn't let that guy bring her an iced tea. Are you guys looking at the guy's picture right now?
Hang on, let me find it.
Because he looks like somebody to me, and I want to see if you guys agree with me.
All right.
He looks like a chubby, unsuccessful John Ritter. Yeah. Can you see the John Ritter in him?
Would you consider John Ritter successful?
Well, he's no CEO, but he's probably more successful than this guy.
I bet this guy does a great spit take.
He kind of looks like Rod Beck.
Just imagine this guy falling out of a hammock.
You know this guy's got kids.
Yeah.
He's been married before.
What we should do is post this picture on the website and try to get him in trouble, because I bet he's married. And I bet his wife doesn't know that he's trying to touch Tanya's toes.
Get this guy in trouble.
Why not? Hey, let's check the sex offender website and see if this picture matches up.
So that for all you know, this guy could be like a child molester.
Yeah, but he could also just be some guy trying to pay somebody to take off their shoes.
Well, here's what I think also is that Danny says, I don't want to get this guy in trouble. All he wants to do is take some shoes off of people. That's probably the only thing that he'll admit that he wants to do. He probably wants to do way crazier than that. When Brian was sending those emails to those girls, all he kept saying was, so do you want to meet up and make out? Do you want to meet up and make out?
Exactly.
He wouldn't have been satisfied with making out.
That's a very good point, man.
And this guy wants people to think that he's a CEO, and Brian wants girls to think that he wants to be their boyfriend.
It's true.
Yep.
Okay.
It's all about lies on the internet.
Let me ask you something. Why doesn't this guy get a job at a shoe store?
How do we know he doesn't?
He could be the CEO of a shoe store.
That's true. But I mean, if you have a foot fetish, wouldn't that be the perfect job?
He's the CEO of the evening shift at Payless.
It's the lowest paying CEO job out there.
Well, he's like, no one else is working at the store right now. I'm not the vice president.
Thank you.
I'm sick of looking at this guy staring back at me.
I wonder if he has any idea that there's a podcast talking about him and every person on the podcast is staring at him right now.
I bet he's a huge fan.
Is pictures like the Mona Lisa, like no matter where I shift my chair, I feel like his eyes are staring right at me.
And they know, too.
You know what would be funny is to somehow like go to Kinko's or call like one of those shops in Hollywood that make props for movies and get a mask made of that guy's face and then try to scare the shit out of Tanya. Like just put a white t-shirt on and get a mask and just be like bang on her window and just be standing there outside of her bedroom window holding a pair of silver Steve Maddens. That'd be funny.
Hey, we should go online to Craigslist and make an ad with this guy's picture
saying that you want to suck toes.
Yeah, saying that we want underage boys to come over and let us
Yeah,
suck.
That's a good idea, Chris.
The cops will think it's this guy. And then when they trace it back to your computer, it'll be like, I'm not this guy. Case closed.
Put it under casual encounters. Don't say little boys. Just say any girls.
Yeah.
Oh man, we should
say I'm an important CEO businessman.
Just write his email with his words, but take out Tanya and just say anybody.
Like no, because you know how you list like things about yourself, like CEO, important CEO, awesome goatee.
Or create like a Facebook page and use that as your profile picture.
We
and
can
just
do,
try to get
listen,
friends with people.
I'm about to. I'm might cr- get too right much now, pussy I'm creating a Shoddy Radio Facebook page. That this guy's picture will be our picture.
Be the profile picture?
Yes.
Do it.
All right.
I swear, he deserves that at least.
Yeah, well, we should at least set up a page where people can look at all these.
Well,
pictures.
It's just going to be Shoddy Radio, Shoddy Radio or Shoddy Radio Podcast at Facebook or whatever. One way or another, this guy's picture is going to be our picture.
Yeah, it has to be. That's awesome.
Well, it's getting really hot in here.
It's so hot that your balls are making an escape. I'm really glad you didn't send me that picture first. I was afraid to open it up because I thought that's what you were going to do. Like, hey,
damn it.
Look, this picture of this guy.
Damn it. I can't believe I didn't think of that.
I thought for sure that's what you were going to do.
Oh, man.
I'm just glad in the picture they were tunneling out instead of going over the wall.
Here, I wouldn't recommend a stimulant. We get enough.
Okay, Ben, the girl that. We saw the video of on Brian's cell phone is now texting Brian right now saying she's drunk and she wants to him to come over and to take advantage of her and rape her. So we're going to call her and Chris is going to pretend to be Brian.
Okay.
All right. So put it on speakerphone.
Hey, Christy. What's going on? Hang on a second. Hang on. So I just got your text.
Well, where are you?
I'm at my place. Where are you at?
My place? Drunk? Come here.
I don't know if I can.
Okay. All right.
I was just watching your video tonight, though.
You were?
I was. Can't help it, man. That's a great video. In fact, even if I did see you, I don't even think I'd have enough energy.
What?
Even if I did see you, I don't think I'd have enough energy. That video wiped me out.
Oh, bummer. And you didn't call me to let me warn you that I was drunk?
I would, but my wife was home tonight.
What?
What do you mean, what?
Say that again?
I said my wife was home tonight. I can't hear your music's a little loud. It's hard to hear you.
Sorry. What do you mean, your wife?
Oh my god.
What do you mean, what do I mean? Well, I mean, technically, it's not like we're not together, but you know, technically. But you know, she was over starting shit like usual. I don't know.
Huh.
Too much drama.
Okay.
So what are you drinking alone?
Uh-huh.
What are you doing that for?
It's my last night alone before my son comes home tomorrow.
Well, no.
I
figured
I'd drink.
Oh, man, you're making me so jealous. What are you gonna do with that bottle?
I'm done. I'm drinking it. It's almost gone.
I know. I'm talking about the bottle. When you're done, you're not just gonna throw it out.
You're insane.
You're not kinky like me, I guess.
Not that kinky, I guess.
Man. So you gotta make me a new video. I gotta have these videos.
Say you'll film it. Say you'll film it.
I'm out. I'm firing blanks.
Say you'll film it.
Said I'm all out of ammo. I can't make you a video right now.
Too much shooting with your wife or what? The fuck? I had no idea it was all like that.
No, I'm just playing. It's you know, we're separated, but...
No, you didn't tell me all that.
I didn't tell you that?
No.
Say you know I have a kid, right?
Well, you know I have a kid, right? I told you that much. Well, see, now all of a sudden you got amnesia. You're forgetting all kinds of details. It makes me wonder how many guys you're talking to.
Whatever. I knew that you had a daughter, but I didn't know that you considered yourself married.
Well, the state of California considers me married. I don't consider me married.
The information that you provided me was that you had a long-term hookup and you got her pregnant.
I said hooker, first off.
No, you did not. You were not meaning like that.
No. Well, no, no. I never married my baby's mama, but this is years ago.
You didn't consider yourself married?
Well, I don't consider myself married. Arnold Schwarzenegger considers me married. Well, you know, I don't like playing games. I figure you should know the score. I thought you knew anyway.
No, I had no idea. Last time you told me she was seeing somebody else, and you were the babysitter.
No. Not my baby's mama. No, I'm not married to her.
Oh, my God.
Erica.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Well, I mean, look, we're separated.
Too much drama.
Listen.
To be separated and have all that drama.
Hey, you're preaching to the choir. Let's talk about that wine bottle. I need to see another video.
Whatever, I'm not going to do nothing.
I want to see a new...
Because you didn't tell me this little clip of information.
I'm more excited about your new video than seeing the new Transformers movie. I got an idea. Listen, you empty that wine bottle, okay? And then you fill it back up. You know what I mean? You understand what I mean, though, right? Hey, I'll do it to you.
I don't know about a wine bottle, and that's kind of hard.
You pop the cork, and then I'll pop my cork.
Whatever. I know a fucking dildo, I'll use that.
Well, I don't know. I didn't know you had a dildo. What's all this dildo talk? Seems like I don't even hardly know you now.
Whatever.
What does it feel like now to keep secrets from people? Massage?
I gave him a little ham job, but that's it.
Really? So, this is a good friend, it sounds like.
It's not right.
So you give him a hand job, and then he just leaves you wet and waiting.
Exactly. See? Oh, so I tried to call my jerk friend, but he will not come and see me on my very last night of being alone. No roommate, no son. I am alone in the house, and you will not come see me. This is just straight-up bullshit. And you just remember that. Next time we're on lockdown, I'm going to remind you of it, okay? Because I'm drunk, and I'm going to remind you of it. Just
well,
so you know.
I wish you should film something for me. Remind me of some happier times.
I'm not going to film anything for you.
You're going to know. If there was any possible way I could make it down there. And if there's
whatever
any possible way I could produce some protein, I would. I'm not as young as
okay
I used to be. And neither's my car. Tell you what, here's what we do. Here's how we make things right. You fill up that wine bottle. Get the 8mm rolling.
What is this? A snuff film?
Or your digital video camera, whatever you're using. These are the moments that you want to capture.
And these are the moments all alone. I'm
we're not
going to
be.
This is not the moment I remember.
This is the moment I want to remember.
Alone.
We're not going to be young forever. Some of us aren't.
Sorry, I would rather have a kidney than a wine bottle. Thank you very much, sweetie.
Well, why don't you break that dildo out of the closet, dust it off, and put it to use?
Not the same. It's not the same. Whatever. I'll get my vibrator out, and at least I'll get
all right
my clit happy.
All right, sweetie, but make sure you film it for me, okay?
I'm not going to film it.
Daddy wants some home movies.
Whatever. Bye.
Oh, don't leave me. Hey, do it while you're on the phone. How about that?
Where are you?
Where am I?
Are you driving or are you at home?
I'm at home.
You don't sound like you're at home.
Well, whose home do I sound like I'm at?
I didn't say you sounded like you were at anybody's home. I just said you sounded like you were not at home.
Do you hear traffic?
Don't get smart with me, mister.
No, I'm serious. I live by the freeway. People always think I'm driving.
No, it's that your phone, like, phases out or whatever.
Oh, bad.
Here's what we'll do. Break out the digital camera, fire up that dildo, and keep me on the phone so I can hear the play-by-play.
Get her to do it.
You sound cuter than usual. I said you sound cuter than usual.
I sound because I'm drunk, I'm worried.
Say then take out the dildo.
Your laugh is intoxicating me.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
I'm getting my vibrator because I'm really mad that you're not gonna come over.
Well get take that anger out at your vagina.
Whatever.
Channel that anger. I think you need to have more confidence in yourself.
No, I want a clit orgasm.
You want a clit orgasm or a quick orgasm?
Clit.
Let's not rush it.
Clit. That is so much better.
I agree.
Okay, I'm putting that on.
Hey, I'm gonna get started too.
Chris is slapping his cheek.
Okay, like the so masturbation noise. Can you hear this? Is my vibrator?
Oh yeah.
There you go. Favorite friend right there. Okay. Now my favorite little friend.
Oh yeah. Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
You know what that is?
No. Tell me.
It's my wheel.
What are you doing? Tell me.
Oh. Stroking it. Oh yeah, come. I wish I was right there with you.
Are you ready?
Yeah, let me hear it.
Are you ready?
Holy moly. I cannot believe this.
Oh yeah, baby.
Let's talk about your wiener more.
My wiener is so hard right now. It's so fucking hard. I wish I could slide my wiener in. That's awesome.
It's inside you. My wiener.
God, I wish I was there. Wish I was there to slide my wiener inside.
I can't believe this is happening.
My wiener's never been this hard in my whole life.
Oh my god, I gotta do it again.
I'll do it again, do it again. I'm gonna keep jacking my wiener.
This is the most surreal moment of my entire life.
Oh god, I wish I could stick a finger in your ass while I keep shove my wiener in you. That is so hot.
I've never had a finger up there.
I'll put more than a finger.
I'll put more than a finger. I'll put my whole wiener.
I don't know if I can answer.
Well, I'll just only stick in the first half. We'll see how it goes.
This is real.
Oh man, I wish I was there to lick the juices off the floor.
Oh god.
That slap you in the face with my wiener.
Oh god.
Have you ever heard of a corn cob? Well, it's when two beautiful ladies perform oral on you. And one sucks the left side of your wiener, and the other one sucks the right side. And like a corn cob, it feels so amazing.
This is the crown jewel in our podcast.
It's the greatest thing ever.
Oh my god. Ben, can you believe this?
Oh, you sound so hot right now. Hey, hey.
Hang on, I'm getting a call waiting.
Hang on, baby. I'm getting call waiting.
This is crazy.
That's so crazy.
I can't believe this is happening. Chris, this is awesome.
Hey, baby. Sorry about that. That was my wife.
Don't say that.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Yeah. Listen. Nothing makes my wiener softer than my wife.
I'm trying to play with my clit here, and that certainly doesn't make it feel good.
Oh, I'm sorry, baby.
Oh, my God.
God, that was a performance.
I came too, baby. All over my belly and the floor. I'm going to have to mop up. Looks like I spilt grape juice all over the place.
Well, I'm just
going to
keep making myself have orgasms.
That's cool.
So if you want it done right, you gotta do it yourself sometimes.
Yep.
Holy
okay.
God.
Alright. You have a good night. Alright, baby.
Bye.
That was the greatest thing that ever happened. I cannot fucking believe this.
Okay.
I cannot believe that. First of all, no one's gonna believe that that's real.
So wait. I need some backstory how that started.
I couldn't believe she was so cool with the wiener.
Yeah, she didn't question that once.
I was going to take Brian's phone back to his room. To producer Brian's, to the office, I mean. That was taking producer Brian's cell phone back to his office. And then I got that text message came in saying it was from the same person that video was of. And it was like, I'm so drunk. Come take advantage of me. I'm so horny. So I told Chris, just call her and pretend to be Brian. And she totally bought it.
Yeah. And that wasn't even a good Brian impression.
No, but
we better save this.
If I was listening to this podcast right now, I would not think it was real, but I swear to God that was real. That's a girl that neither of us have ever met. None of us have ever met this girl.
I was too nervous. Like, I don't know if I made it funny enough. I should have done more wiener stuff.
Well, the thing was, I kept telling Chris to say wiener, but we both kept laughing so much. I couldn't believe she never heard me laugh. I was making the craziest noises.
Yeah, how did she not hear that?
I don't know.
It's going to be funny the next time she talks to Brian, though.
I know.
Hopefully she was so drunk that she won't remember much of it.
I don't even think she's drunk. I don't think she was really drunk. Do you?
I don't know. She might have had a little buzz going. She's probably less drunk than she said she was.
Right. Yeah, probably.
Like, she was kind of offended about the wife thing, but not so much to where you easily talked her out of being offended by it.
Right.
Yeah.
She's like, you didn't tell me that. And you're like, it's no big deal. She's like, you're too young to have that much drama. I got to go. And you're like, just wait. It's not that big of a deal.
And
like,
okay.
That was like enough. You didn't even have to talk her into it.
Thank you.